Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our third installment on the Haftaras of the 3 weeks. So we mentioned in the past days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yirmiyahu. He tells him he has a mission, that Yirmiyahu is going to be the prophet. Yirmiyahu says he really doesn't want this mission. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in verse 7. Hashem says to Yirmiyahu, Al tomar nar anochi. Don't say, I'm just a nar, I'm just a young person or not accomplished enough, whatever exactly it is. Ki al kol asher ashlochacha teilech, v'yis kol asher atzavcha tedaber. Whatever I send you to do, you'll be able to do. Next verse, don't be afraid of them. I'll be with you to save you. And then God sends out his hand, again, whatever exactly that means, it was part of the vision, and it touches, God's hand touches Yirmiyahu's mouth. And the basic concept is, now my words have now been relayed to your mouth. So God gives this charge to Yirmiyahu. And now Yirmiyahu sees two visions, two successive visions. One is a makal shaked, that's in verse 11. Makal shaked, a staff that is beginning to bloom almonds. And Yirmiyahu says, that's what I see. And God says, "Hey, Taftaliros," in verse 12, "You see well. Your assessment is good. Ki shokade al ni al dvari laso so. You know, so a shokade is an almond. Shokade is to bring something quickly. And God says that I'm going to be fulfilling my word very quickly here. And this is understood by the commentators that from the time that the prophecy is given to Yirmiyahu to relay the warning to the Jewish people." That once God decides to bring the calamity upon the Jews, it will come quickly. And they need to realize that. Once the moment comes, it will come very quickly. It's interesting, what's meant by hetavta liros? You see well. You asked me what I saw, that's what I saw. So the Radak just explains that there were no leaves that had developed on this stick, and it just was going to go straight to developing almonds. And that's a difficult thing to perceive, that it's about to develop almonds when there's no leaves there first. And God was impressed by Yirmiyahu's perception of that. Just an interesting thing. Rashi brings down a very interesting point. I certainly can't confirm or deny, but it's Rashi. We certainly have faith in Rashi. Rashi says that from the period that the almond begins to bloom to when it comes to full development is 21 days. And that's a fascinating thing to think about, because we, of course, know that this 21-day period that begins with Shavuos B'Tammuz, it goes until Tisha B'Av, is a period of calamity for the Jewish people. So that specifically the image of the God is going to have things sprout forward is specifically involves the image of the almond sprouting, because the total period there is 21 days. Just an interesting thing. Then Yirmiyahu was given a second vision. Second vision is of a pot that is beginning to boil. And he sees that specifically the boiling seems to be coming from the northern end. And the image of that is supposed to refer to Bavel, to the kingdom of Bavel, to the north of Israel, coming and bringing this boiling from God upon the Jewish people. And these are the two prophecies. And God confirms to Yirmiyahu that his assessment is correct, and he continues to Yirmiyahu and says, you need to tell the Jewish people that the problem is they're not conducting themselves properly. They're involved in idol worship, and because of that, they need to repent, and if they repent, then they can avert these terrible calamities, but if not, difficult things will come upon them. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.